Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. I want to read these questions, this line of questioning that you say is so often the case, and have you speak to it. But here's one line of thought. God is purportedly good, yet there is great human suffering. Since God doesn't intervene, he lacks either the will or the power. If he lacks the will, he isn't good after all. If he's God, he isn't good. And if he lacks the power, he isn't God after all. If he's good, he isn't God. Those are some loaded questions, but I want you to speak to them, if you would, especially for the person even who's a believer but doesn't have answers for these things because they're so weighty.
They are weighty, and I think probably this is the number one question that unbelievers hurl at believers. If God is good and God's all-powerful, why is there suffering in the world? And it's a difficult question to answer. But it's also the question that shakes the faith of a lot of people who are just beginning the Christian life. There are some people who begin with the wrong assumption that if they just live rightfully and give their life to God, then life is going to be easy. But that's not promised in Scripture. So I think that rather than give people easy answers and say, well, here's the reason that God's permitting you to suffer, we don't know the reason. We may not know the reason until eternity. We'd be better off telling people up front, look, if you're going to live the Christian life, Jesus said in the world you're going to experience pain. In the world there's going to be tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. So let's face reality here. Being a Christian does not exempt you from pain. Being a Christian, the rain is going to fall on the just and the unjust. In fact, there are times that being a Christian may increase your suffering, because some suffering comes because of opposition and persecution from the world. So just like when you sign up to play on an athletic team, I've got two grandsons playing football, and when they sign up, they've got to know that signing up, they're going to get tackled.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to get hurt sometime. There's going to be some laps and some sprints they're going to have to run that aren't going to be pleasant. But the end result is going to be they're going to be in better shape. They're going to develop some character, and it'll be a positive experience. There'll be some real joys that they wouldn't have if they didn't go through that tough times. And we need to be honest with people when they sign up for the Christian life. Look, this is a battlefield. And if you're going to be on the front line of the battle, you're going to get shot at times, and there's going to be times of suffering. But a couple things to remember. Number one, you're not alone. The Lord has promised to go with you, and he would never leave you nor forsake you. And the second thing is, when you go through that pain and you go through that hurt, there is a purpose, and you'll emerge a better man, you'll emerge a better person, a stronger Christian, if you'll remain faithful to the Lord.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.